This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Turkish police are looking for the remains of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a forest near Istanbul and at a rural location about 90 kilometers south of the city. In another development, Turkish authorities are also denying that they have shared an audio recording of Khashoggi's murder with U.S. officials. A friend of Khashoggi has described him as a modest man who, because of his love of country, kept an eye on what united the region's bitterly divided countries.
Really, Mr. Jamal Khashoggi was not as he seemed on the media, with his husky voice and the serious character. He in the life is a funny man.
Ehad Al-Haji, a Syrian documentary filmmaker who worked with Khashoggi, said that the journalist was proud of his Saudi identity and also of his family's Turkish roots.
Mr. Jamal was pained to living exile his country. But in the same time, he was glad to be free.
But he added Khashoggi was seeking to settle in Turkey and get Turkish citizenship to facilitate his movement and travels after he went into self-imposed exile. Khashoggi, once a royal family insider, grew critical of the current rulers because of their crackdown on opposition, their war on neighboring Yemen, and for severing ties with another Gulf state of Qatar. And because of that, Al-Haji says, he appreciated his vantage point in the United States.
And as a writer of the famous newspaper as Washington Post.
This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Election Commission has postponed parliamentary elections for a week in the southern province of Kandahar following the assassination of two top officials, including a powerful police commander, Abdul Razik. U.S. Secretary of State Jim Mattis talked about the killing.
It's the loss of a patriot, but we remain absolutely committed to an Afghan-led Afghan reconciliation. We need to find who's done this. But right now, we are going toward the election, and we will continue to defend the Afghan people.
The Taliban claimed responsibility. President Trump is threatening Mexico over a caravan of Central American migrants trying to reach the U.S. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
More than 2,000 Hondurans are in the caravan making its way toward the U.S. The president says he's asking Mexico in the strongest of terms to, quote, stop this onslaught. He tweets if it does not, he will use the military to close the southern border. The president also appears to threaten a revamped trade deal with Mexico and Canada, saying an assault on the country at the southern border is far more important to him. Mexico says migrants with proper documents can enter. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. International aid is pouring into the Indonesian island of Sulawesi for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says aid workers went to Palu, the epicenter of the quake in central Sulawesi, this past week.
Our staff described the effects of the earthquake and tsunami as beyond imagination and devastating. Communities have seen their houses, schools, and hospitals reduced to rubble. Entire villages have been decimated.
Yaxley says many survivors are too traumatized to face returning to what is left of their homes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
3 weeks after the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami struck, the government estimates more than 87,000 people remain homeless, and thousands more are living in poor settlements. At least two people were killed, and as many as 22 were injured in more anti-corruption protests in Haiti. It is unclear who fired the guns that led to the two fatalities. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.